You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today, a question from Loran, and there's two parts to this. It's one question, but there's two areas, I'm guessing. Loran's saying, I can't run the suggested paces in the training plan. She's just jumped on one of our training plans. She says they're too fast for me. Also, with the cold and packed snow trails that she's running on, conditions aren't ideal. Should I stick with the planned times or run longer to make up the mileage?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think the first thing we need to look at is almost, I would think that she's actually on the wrong plan. So we would need to get her on a plan that is more in line with where she is at currently. I've said this before, and you know, we want to be training for where we are currently, where we are at now, not for where we want to be. If I was training currently for where I ran my best marathon 2 or 3 years ago, I'd be in a very bad place because I'm not running that fast at the moment. And so we want to be training for where our ability is now. So make sure that you pick the right plan that says, well, I'm currently at this ability, not my goal, not where I want to be in a year's time. So that would be the first instance there, is that let's just make sure that you're on the right plan. In terms of, you know, being in conditions where, you know, there's lots of snow and those sorts of things, we really want to take caution in those situations, because just running more, you almost just putting yourself in a situation where you have more time for risk. Running in snow and ice has inherent risks, and so we don't want to be running more in those situations. We want to ensure that we're just getting the training that we need to until such time that we can either run outside again or on a treadmill.
The pacing is quite interesting, though, running on trail, because oftentimes a pacing range in our training plan, if you're running on trail, it doesn't always correlate.
Yeah, it doesn't, exactly, and that's okay. Running on trail is going to be slightly slower, so I would then highly recommend that, yeah, you can, you know, if you're doing your long run, you can add in an extra 20 minutes at the end. That's and if the conditions are okay, but really maybe training a little bit more to perceived exertion as well. So not trying to chase that pace range on the trail. So ensure that you are slowing it down and you're running either to heart rate still or to perceived exertion. Because again, one metric on its own is never a good idea. We want to be taking a lot of them into account. And running on trails is different terrain. It's very many different terrains in one run. So that is going to change your pace. And so looking at heart rates and perceived exertion rather. And when you say this, so if we're looking at perceived exertion, so rates of perceived exertion from 1 to 10, 1 being you can do this all day long, 10 being that you want to die. You want to essentially have your easy run should be somewhere between, obviously everyone will be different, but somewhere between 2 to 4. And that's almost where you want to walk. When you finish off that trail, be like, oh, okay, I could have done that for a lot longer. So that's kind of where we want to keep that RPE. And that would be the same if you're on the road. So that's why RPE is a very it's an awesome metric to use. It's a very powerful metric to use.
Absolutely. Laurent, thank you so much for that question. Nice to have it. I think it's my anxiety levels rise. I mean, I struggle on trail you look clumsy, that's me. I can't imagine doing trails in snow and ice. That it just scares the living daylights out of me.
No, look, I don't think we know what doing a lot in snow and ice means. but yeah, I've fallen 3 times on one trail run before. So I'm definitely not made for trail, but doing that in snow and ice would not be my game at all.
Absolutely. Shona, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thanks, Brett.
Brad here again. Before I go, if you're peri or postmenopausal, then join sports scientist and head of the female athlete program here at coachparry.com, Shona Hendricks, in our upcoming Running Through Menopause Masterclass. If you'd like to recover from sessions quicker, not feel fatigued or tired all the time, run pain and injury free, improve your endurance, and of course, run faster to and through menopause, then head over to coachparry.com/menopause or simply click on the link in your podcast player now.